The age-old question, what do women want, is yet to be answered all of these years later, causing a lot of confusions and sometimes stress to those who are trying to crack that code. In short, the answer depends on the lady herself and what she's looking for at the time. Could be a hookup or the start of her five-year plan to get married and have kids before a certain age. Now I know it can be a little bit daunting, even scary if you want to admit it, to branch out and enter into the dating world. More so if it's been a while and you feel like you've lost your A game. For men, it's not too easy to admit when you need a little bit of help, especially when it comes to the ladies, because that would hurt your ego, and a bruised ego is apparently worse than childbirth. If I could get a dime for every time I have heard a story about one of my girlfriends flirting with a guy at the bar or even the local coffee shop, and to her disbelief, he didn't notice she was flirting, well, we would all be partying on a yacht in the middle of the south of France all summer long. Now, don't get me wrong, there is nothing worse than someone misunderstanding your friendliness for flirting and trying to make a move. But come on, guys, there are some obvious signs that she is flirting with you. So obvious that if it was an actual sign on her head, it would have flashing lights and huge sound effects to get your attention. So to help with this conundrum, we have come up with some simple things to look out for during your dating scene so that you know that girl is flirting with you, and hopefully will help you get your flirt on too. So buckle up, get those pens and papers to the ready, or thumbs and notepad app on your phone, and let's start learning. Like and subscribe. So here are the signs that she is flirting with you. First of all, excitement. A woman cannot contain her excitement around you. She is a giddy woman who feels as though she's 16 years old again in the schoolyard. Whether that be her excitement about being with you, seeing you, or just talking to you, or her excitement about your topic of conversation. The excitement is excitement, and to feel that emotion without the worry of feeling embarrassed means that she likes you and feels comfortable with you. Eye contact. When speaking to a person, it is important to make occasional eye contact with them during the conversation to show that you are both listening and, of course, interested in what they are saying. Now, if a woman is constantly looking at you or trying to hold eye contact with you for longer than 10 seconds, blinking is okay, whilst you are talking, this is a huge sign that she has taken an interest in what you are saying and is actively wanting to absorb all of the information that she can. Now, another aspect of this would be glancing at you from across the room. Do you look up from your drink and see a girl looking at you from across the bar? Does she look away and smile when she catches you looking back? Well, that, my friend, is one of the first tricks a girl learns to capture a guy's attention. So get up from your seat and go over there and talk to her. Fidgeting. Even if a woman oozes confidence when in conversation with you, there are some subtle things that she can do that are a clear indication that she's a little bit nervous on the inside. And nerves are a good thing. Is she fidgeting with her fingers or the clothes that she is wearing? Maybe she is constantly playing with her hair whilst you are talking. Although, I get it, it can be a bit of a distraction for sure. It is also a huge waving flag that makes her nervous when she is around you and is trying to calm herself down internally by fidgeting. Body language. Body language is a huge tell for anything. Some scientists and professionals have studied human body language for years and can tell a lot about a person and who they are, how they act, and their personality just by watching how their body moves. Although you might not be a professional, there are some ways that you can tell what a girl is thinking by looking at the way she moves her body when around her. So let's talk about them. Specifically, the knees. If you are sitting down and her knees are pointing towards you, well, this shows that she's interested in the conversation and she's actively listening. If she has her arms crossed like this, if they are folded across her chest when you are in a conversation, this could mean that she's not 100% comfortable and is a little bit guarded. Now, this doesn't mean that she doesn't want to talk to you. It just means maybe she's a little bit hesitant. A mirror image. If you find that when you are talking to a girl or just hanging out and she starts to mirror the movements that you make, for example, crossing her legs when you cross yours, Her subconscious is actively copying you, and that's a good thing because it means she feels comfortable around you. Personal space. Obviously, as humans, we all have our boundaries when it comes to personal space, which will differ from person to person. But I think we can all agree that a 2-meter invisible circle around us is a universal personal bubble, right? So if you step into a lady's bubble and she doesn't step back or put a hand up or try to remove you from that imaginary bubble, then you are definitely in her comfort zone and she's fine with it. This would be the perfect time to lean in for a kiss and head over to the next level. Teasing. Before we get into this one, I am hoping that it is a clear indication when someone is being mean to you and should not be mistaken for flirting or banter. If a girl is a little bit sassy and she's teasing you about something lightheartedly, maybe something you have said or done that has made her laugh, she is likely flirting with you. Coupled with a smile and a giggle, this is the perfect recipe for a flirting conversation that could end up in a little smooch. Now, of course, it is also important to note there is physical teasing too. Now, there are several ways that a woman can use her physical touch to tease you, depending on her level of confidence and how brazen she is feeling. Now, this could be as simple as her brushing her hand next to your thigh whilst you are talking, or even touching your arm when she laughs. Memory like an elephant. Have you ever been rambling on about something that you didn't think was important? Could be a childhood memory or your favorite meal that your grandma made, or that time that you were scrolling through Instagram and you saw a cool pair of trainers that you liked. And then on your birthday, those exact trainers are neatly wrapped up as a gift from said lady. Well, that's because women listen to every tiny detail when they are listening to you, and they store each piece of information in their brain as if they are like a supercomputer so that they can use it later on in life. Things that you may not deem to be important or worth remembering could be the perfect idea for a gift for you from a girl. A girl that likes you and wants to date you, that is. But if you are not in that dating stage yet, a comment such as, "Oh, I remember you said that you liked that burger from that place. Should we go to that place today?" You notice this will come up in conversation. Now, the biggest smile will smack you across the face, sir, because it means that she's studying you and taking note of things because, well, she cares about you. Also, she just asked you out on a date, smooth and casual, huge bonus points. Usually, men overcomplicate things and stress themselves out when they are trying to figure out what a woman wants, and they will rattle their brains trying to decide if it's her being friendly and kind or if she's actually flirting. Hopefully, these pointers clear the fog a little bit and help you pay attention to the little things that can lead to the big things like your first date or even a relationship. Now, don't get me wrong, not all women think the same. So some tips and tricks may not show themselves on your Friday night out at the bar. But fear not, fellas, for these tips are the bare backbone of a woman flirting and can be adapted how she pleases. Understanding and becoming aware of this skeleton when entering the dating pool could be the difference between sinking and swimming. These kinds of tips can also help you engage in good conversation with women too. If used correctly by yourself, will help her answer her internal question of, "Is he flirting with me?" Ladies, if there is an obvious indication that you are flirting with a guy who is just not getting it, please comment below what that is so that we can get rid of those speculations and hesitations and move on to dating and the loving.